Es kann so sagen, dass ich nicht so schwach bin, wenn ich mich heute darf, Juralov. Mishnah said, V'chein l'inyin ha-toyva Miriam v'chudu. In fact, how is this considered to be Mida k'mega Mida if she only waited for a short time and Klai Yisrael waited for 7 days for her? Abaye said, the Mishnah means to say that when it comes to reward for good deeds, it's not exactly Mida for Mida, meaning the reward is given in a greater measure. Rav said, but the Mishnah says that this is how it is for good also. Rav said, meaning the reward is good in that it's similar to the reward that's given for what was done. However, when dealing with reward for good, the amount of reward can be a lot more than the good that was actually done. The Pasuk said, V'atesatzav, Achoyse Mirochik. Rabbi Yitzchak said, each word teaches us that the Shechina was there along with Miriam. Each word in the Pasuk is used elsewhere in regard to the Shechina as well. Pasuk says, V'yokam melech ha-docham mitzrayim. Rabbi Shmuel argued, one says he was actually a new king. Pasuk says, Chadosh. The other says it was the same king who came along with new decrees. Pasuk doesn't say V'yomos V'yokam, so it must be the same old king. The Pasuk then says that he did not know Yosef. The Gemara says, he seemed as if he did not know Yosef because they put a harsh gzeiris on the Yidden. Pasuk says that the king told the people that the Yidden are numerous and may rebel against us. The Braisa says he came up with his plan to torture the Yidden and therefore he was first to be punished, as the Pasuk by the Makkah says, Uvecha uve'amcha. Since it was his plan, he got punished first. The king says, come, let us act wisely about him. Should have said about them. What was it about him? So Rabbi Chaim, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, the king meant that let us act wisely with Hashem. When he says him means Hashem, let us torture them with water, because Hashem has already promised not to bring a marble, and therefore he can't punish us with the water. They didn't realize that Hashem only promised not to bring a marble on the entire world, but he could have brought a marble on a single country. Also, he could punish them with water without a marble. He could have them fall into the sea, like Chachava. Rabbi Chia bar Abba, named Rabbi Simoi, said, there were three people who were there giving counsel to Pare when he was deciding on the decree. Bilam, who advised to drown the babies, was later killed. Eov, who was quiet, was punished with suffering. Yisrael, who ran away, merited that his descendants became members of the Sanhedrin. Pare said, if a war will come, the Yidden will join the enemy and go up from the land. He seemed to be of concern that the Yidden would drive the Mitzrim out of the land. So what does it mean that they will go up from the land? It means that the Mitzrim will go out of the land. Rabbi Bar kind of said, like a person who curses himself but puts it on other people. The Pasuk says, Vayasim Wolof Sore Misim. The Pasuk should say that they put on them. What's Vayasim were a love on him? The yeshiva of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, taught, Pari hung a brick mold around his own neck, and any Yid that said he can't work, he said, are you greater than Pari? Look, Pari's working. Sorry, Misim refers to the mold around the neck that forced the Yidin to work. Lamana noisoi besiv leisam, to torture him. This refers to the punishment that Pari was going to receive for torturing the Yidin. That's why it says Lashon Yachid. Pasuk says, Vayivin ari miskanais le Pari. Rav Shmuel argue, one says this means that the cities were danger to their owner, because the Mitzrayim were punished for forcing the to build these cities, that was a danger to them. And the other says that the cities were made the owners poor, because the Mitzrim lost their money as a punishment for making the Eden work. As Pisam, yes, Ramses, Rav Shmuel argue, one says its name was Pisam, was called Ramses because the foundations would constantly crumble. The other says his name was Ramses and was called Pisam because it would keep on sinking into the earth. Pasuk says, Ken Yir Bevchen Yirfait. The Chardesh should be written in past tense, not in the present tense. Rish Lakish said, this was the Ruach HaKodesh talking and saying that the Yidden will increase. Pasuk says, Vayakut Mepnei Bnei Yisrael. The teacher that the Yidden were like thorns in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. Pasuk says, Vayavidu Mitzrayim Bnei Yisrael Beforech. Rav Elazar said, it was done with a soft mouth, Beperach, soft talk. Rachmani said it means that they worked them with very hard labor. Rava said initially the Yidden were given bricks and mortar to build with. Later they were made to work out in the field, which is a more demeaning form of labor. Said they would give men's work for the women to do and women's work for the men to do. Rabbi Vira said, in the merit of the righteous women, the Yidden were deemed from Mitzrayim. When the women would go to draw water, Hashem filled half their buckets with water and half with fish. They would heat the water and cook the fish and bring them to the husbands in the field. They would wash their husbands and give them to eat and drink and then have tashmish with them in a private area of the field. It was in merit of this that the Yidden got all the riches of Mitzrayim. Once a woman became pregnant, she would stay at home and no longer go to be with her husband. When it came time to give birth, they would go and give birth under an apple tree. Hashem would send the malach to clean and straighten the babies. The malach would bring two rocks to the baby, one that gave out oil and one that gave out honey. The mitzvah would then come and try to kill the babies, and a miracle took place and the babies were swallowed in the ground. The mitzvah would bring oxen to plow over the ground. When the mitzvah left, the babies would sprout out of the ground like grass, like we see from a pasuk. When they grew up, they returned in large groups to their houses. When Hashem later revealed himself at the Yamsuf, these babies were so familiar with seeing Hashem directly, they were the first to recognize him to Hashem and said, Zeh Keli V'Yamveyu. Pasuk says the Pari told the Jewish midwives. Rav and Shmuel argue. One says this was a mother-daughter team Yecheved Amir, and the other says it was a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law team Yecheved and Elisheva. The Braisa which said that the midwives were Yecheved and Miriam. Pari told him that one day when the birthing mother is on the stone and she has a boy, kill him. What does that mean, the stone on the Evan? Pari said when a woman is ready to give birth, her thighs become cold like stone. That's how you know when they're about to give birth. Others explain that a woman giving birth is in the same position as a potter with a stone in between his thighs. Pari said if he's a boy, you are to kill him. Pari gave him the sign that a boy is born with his face turned down and a girl is born with her face turned up. The pasuk says that the midwives did not do kasher diber alehen. The strange use of the word alehen teaches that Pari tried to seduce them for znus and they refused. The pasuk says vatchayenos hayelodim. Not only did they not kill them, they even gave them water and food to live on as well. The midwives told Pari that the Jewish women are chayos. What did that mean? They meant that the Jewish people are all compared to different animals. The different shvatim are compared to different animals. They said the Jewish women are like animals and that they don't need midwives to give birth, and we are not there when they give birth. They give birth on their own. Pasuk said that the midwives feared Hashem and he made houses for them. Ayaslam batim. Rav Shmuel argue. One says he gave them the houses of Kahuna and Leviah, Aaron and Moshe. The other says he gave them the house of royalty, David, who came from Miriam, as we find that she married Kalev, and from them came David.